According to Picasso, art washes away from the soul the dust of everyday life.
Yes, it does.
Saw that on your website. You probably put that there.
I did put that there.
Obviously, finding our voice is instrumental in the healing process from sexual abuse through creative activities.
That's correct.
Can you describe some of those activities and the safe environment that Finding Our Voices provides?
So we provide healing art activities, workshops, once a month. It's always the second Saturday of the month from noon to 3 at Cottonwood Center for the Arts. We do different things like acrylic painting. We have done things with creating masks. There's also collages.
Is there significance in the mask thing specifically?
Or? You know, we've done one where we create kind of an outside mask because a lot of us wear an outside mask as we go about our daily lives, hiding some of the things that we're dealing with. So sometimes we'll create like an outside one and an inside one where you might be showing the world that you're extremely happy, successful, polished. I have it all together. But underneath that, maybe there's a whole lot of raw emotions that you maybe haven't worked through and dealt with, a lot of sorrow and grief, anger.
Sounds like Facebook, you know. Like, here, look at how great my life is. But
it's a very different thing to be covering up something so deep and painful that feels very vulnerable to be sharing with the world. And I was very good at that personally. I put on quite the mask for a very long time. Thankfully, I don't have to do that anymore because I've done a lot of work for healing for myself.
So this is a very personal sort of endeavor for you.
I came to Finding Our Voices 2 years ago. My therapist was actually the one who sent me to Finding Our Voices. She told me, you know, how important it was to pursue art for healing because I've always had all the words for a lot of things, and these things are so painful. Sometimes words are just not enough, or they just don't go deep enough to that place where we carry those wounds. So art is a really great way to kind of reach some of those things that get stuck inside of us, and it helps to move them out. You move them out through kind of through your own hands as you create. And that movement brings sometimes clarity and like depth of understanding to what you've been through, as well as, you know, the chance to see it outside of yourself.
Can you speak to some of the consequences of sexual abuse?
As an incest survivor myself and a survivor of domestic violence and then even sexual assault as an adult, I can see how that has played a huge role in affecting so much of my life, my relationships, the way that I viewed myself. I really, you know, especially when we're children, I mean, we're taking in information about who we are, our own worth and value. We take in, you know, information about how to have relationships, how we bond, and those things are massively affected by that kind of trauma. So then you go into life and you haven't healed. There's no time to stop, right? You have to keep going to school. You have to get your good grades. You have to show up. Life just keeps moving on and you get told what you're feeling, what you're dealing with, what's happened to you doesn't matter. And so you start to kind of tell yourself, I don't matter. And that's a really hard thing to have other people tell you and then to take in and believe about yourself. I thought, as long as I'm going out there and I pay my bills on time, I raise my children, I do all these things, that's it, right? That's all there is. It's good enough. That must be well. I haven't destroyed my life. But, you know, a lot of people do in different ways. Mm-hmm. I did through perfectionism. Some people do through drug, alcohol abuse. They might become a perpetrator themselves. There's eating disorders. There's a lot of kind of different problems that can come through that experience. We have more depression, anxiety, PTSD, suicidal thoughts, trauma, the way that it's stored. Our bodies don't know. This is in the past. This happened before. The way they're stored in our mind, it's in that center where we have fight or flight. So when it's triggered, it's right now. So, you know, addressing these things, working on it in therapy is so important to help relieve that intense pain that you're experiencing. So it's just very crucial.
You said perfectionism was kind of that's a tough one. Talk about for yourself and probably everyone around you, right?
Right. You know, because I had this idea that if I was perfect, then I would be worthy of something, worthy of love and care. And really, the truth is, even you're never going to be perfect. So then you've already set yourself up to fail.
I must admit, I was not totally aware of the magnitude of some of the statistics. 1 in 4 girls, 1 in 6 boys suffer some kind of abuse before reaching adulthood.
Before 18.
Just the ones we know of.
Right. So then you have just this massive amount of survivors just within the U.S. alone.
Yeah, like 39 million survivors. That's almost 10% of the population.
Right. So doing healing art activities is kind of a really great way to maybe continue healing work for somebody who's pursuing healing through therapy. It might be a great way to start because it's very gentle. With Finding Our Voices, we provide that safe environment for you to realize you're not alone. There are other survivors here, and you get to make connections. You also get to sit kind of and work on your own little project and space. And then if you feel comfortable at the end, you can share about that experience, what it was like for you, what you might have noticed. And then others get to hear that. And we kind of thrive off of each other, learning from each other.
So what were the origins of Finding Our Voices specifically?
So Finding Our Voices started in Colorado Springs. Our founder, Joyce Aubrey, found that art was one of the great ways that she found a lot of healing for herself as a survivor. She wanted to offer that to other survivors. So we've been around for over a decade now. So we have the monthly art workshops, we have an annual art show, and then we have a women's retreat in September. But the art workshops are open to all sexual assault survivors. It doesn't matter what time in your life it occurred, if it was as an adult or a child. It's men, women, everyone.
Anything else you want to add about Finding Our Voices?
So if you want to send people to our website, that would be fabulous. Finding Our Voices, CS for Colorado Springs. org. Other than that, we're just also looking for volunteers because we need that extra support for events like our annual art show. You know, if people want to join our board of directors, that would be great.
Well, I would like to say that I'd like to see Finding Our Voices go out of business soon from the standpoint of
for the need.
You no longer need this type of business, but I fear that's probably not going to happen, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's not the case.
Thank you for doing this in the community.
Well, thank you for putting us out there so that other survivors can find us. We appreciate that.